Rock 106.9 WCCC. By request, that is Aaron Lewis from the band Stain. He recorded that song right here in our studios. That's called Country Boy. We did some Deftones in there, some AC/DC, and Pop Evil, a brand new one from them called Last Man Standing. It's Craig hanging out with you Tuesday night inside the Asylum after a nice long weekend. And we have a guest in the studio tonight. We are so honored to have Layla from Pole Control Studios here with us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for coming on in. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be giving away passes so some beautiful girls can come down there and you can show them what you do on the pole down there.
Absolutely, and they can learn for themselves.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So tell us a little bit about Pole Control Studios. I know that you're in a very nice section in downtown Hartford. You're down on Pratt Street, right?
That's correct. We're located 75 Pratt Street, right downtown Hartford, right in front of the XL Center. We offer classes all day to women, all shapes and sizes. Absolutely women, 18 and older, please. Classes 75 and over, classes that we offer every day.
So basically, you have to be 18 or older, and you offer these classes to like dudes too. Have you ever had to teach a guy how to dance on a pole? It's got to be awkward. I'm a guy, and I'm like, if I go to a strip club and I see a girl dancing on a pole, I'm like, I don't know how these girls do it.
Well, it would be completely different for a woman to teach a man and be compared to gymnastics.
Yeah.
So teaching a man, you'd have to have preparation for the injuries that could possibly happen.
So you're saying a dude would have to wear like a big football cup or something like that so he doesn't crush his nuts?
Well, and elbow pads, knee
elbow
pads.
Elbow pads and knee pads?
Maybe even a helmet.
So you're saying that this is a sport more for women than men?
No, it's a universal sport, but our studio, we cater, it's a fitness facility specifically for women.
Okay. So you guys are very serious about this, and it's not like, not serious about it in a way where like, oh, we can't have fun, but serious. This is a sport. This is actually a sport.
Absolutely. Women do have fun working out, and they never usually would do anything like that, but guys, they have their sports, their leagues. Women really take this seriously.
So women come in, and they don't just come in to be like, oh, I want to learn how to dance on the pole for 20 minutes for my husband. It's like it's a serious workout.
Absolutely. We are not a stripper college. We really pride ourselves on emphasizing on the women's body and really building those muscles that's necessary for the woman to get on that pole.
I can't even imagine that. You know, I've seen guys before holding on to like a pole, like one of our engineers, this dude Chris who works here, he can hold on to a pole, right, with like two hands and stick straight out and just hold it like that. And I've tried it, and like he's a skinny dude. I don't know how he has the strength to do it. I can't do that. You can do that, right?
That's the infamous move called the flagpole. Yes, I can do that.
And
it
that's
takes
like
a lot of core strength to do that.
And that's like probably easy for you, huh?
Well, none of the moves are considered easy. We like to consider our sport growing and the difficulty level challenging enough to, you know, challenge each other and really help build it in that camaraderie sort of way.
Do you ever have any, like, really weak chicks or any fat chicks come down there?
We have women all shapes and sizes, and they challenge their bodies, and they can find out what amazing things they're able to do once it's mind over matter.
What if you had like a huge fat chick in there and she was so fat that she broke the pole? What would you do? Would you laugh about that?
Well, we have a capacity of our poles for 400 pounds, and we have not had any injuries of women or the poles for that.
If you have a woman that's anywhere near 400 pounds, I would love to come down and watch her. Could you send me an invite for that? We could bring a video crew down there.
Well, unfortunately, this is not a spectator sport,
okay.
So you would not be able to watch the classes. But
so,
if you had a girlfriend, she can possibly show you what she's learned. She can buy her own personal pole from
the
studio.
She weighs about 90 pounds. She would be spinning around that thing. And she's an ex-gymnast, too. I think that she'd probably be pretty good at that.
And have her set up her pole in a kitchen.
So if there's a girl listening right now, and she's saying, this sounds like it's something kind of cool, but you know, it's also, it could be, like, intimidating, too, because, like you said, I think that, like, what I had in my head about pole control was almost like it's kind of like a stripper college. But you said it's not like that at all. It's more of, like, fitness and about sports.
You'll see in a class, you'll have a woman that's 18 years old in college, and then a 75-year-old woman who has a grandchild that's in college, and she's helping, they're helping each other. And it's such a camaraderie there, you're not going to really get that in any gym. That's why we really pride ourselves as a Jane.
Yeah.
We really emphasize women.
So it's almost like going to like a martial arts class or something like that. Like everybody's kind of like working together to help each other out. And you have a lot of people that are like coming down and checking pole control out, huh?
Absolutely. Like I said, all shapes and sizes. They love the classes. They come for the parties, not only just the classes. Women throw their bachelorette parties there. So it's...
That's got to be something kind of fun, too, because, I mean, even though it is in the sports realm, it's also, it's kind of sexy, too, you know what I mean? So, like, girls are going to so they can, like, learn how to dance on a pole and, like, surprise their boyfriends or their husbands or girlfriends or whatever.
Or even really just surprise themselves, because they say, I'm not getting up on that pole, and not, naturally it's not you're getting up on the pole. Your body is dropping down on the pole, so you have to work against resistance.
So
you're training that way.
They don't have to be intimidated or anything like that. You're going to show them the absolute basics when they walk through the door, huh?
Absolutely. The introduction class puts them all over the four basics, and we continuously build on that through the classes.
Cool. That's awesome. So how can they get in touch with you?
Giving us a call, 860-246-POLE at 7653.
And they can also check out the website, too. It's Pole Control Studios. In Hartford. It's polecontrolstudios.com. That's the actual website?
That's the actual website.
You got a good website. You got a good name for the website.
We did very wise planning with this business endeavor.
So we've been talking about it on the air that you were going to be down here. We are going to give away a couple passes on the air tonight, so people will actually get the introductory class,
mm-hmm.
and then they will also get a one-month membership at Pole Control Studios. What can they actually do by the end of 1 month?
Well, you'll get unlimited classes. So what we do is we customize the classes based on the woman's needs.
Right.
She can really come to the classes that are offered and really take advantage of her membership. She'll be able to see amazing things happen in a month. But I suggest always really thinking of a full-term, long-term goal when it comes to health and
right. wellness. Awesome. All right, so we're going to give away a couple on the air tonight, and then we're also giving away one through our Facebook page tonight. We have a post up there, and we're going to see what kind of responses we get from that, too. And I mean, I understand it's got to be like a little bit intimidating, but I got to tell you, after talking to Layla here, it seems like it's pretty cool and nothing you really have to get too stressed out about. It sounds like it's fun and a little bit of a physical challenge, too.
We're very private, located on the second floor. You have your privacy. Everyone's guaranteed their own pole. That's why you reserve your spaces. And like I said, you'll be amazed by what you're able to do.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Layla from Pole Control Studios. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's The Rock 106.9 WCCC.
The status quo. Comfy, huh? Nice and predictable. But if your status quo is a cable bundle, you should know that AT&T has introduced amazing new UVerse bundle.